Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you about some friends. It's nice to have someone, isn't it? Someone that will listen to you and care about you. Well, today's story is called Out of Nowhere. It was written by Chris Naylor Besteros, and it is read today by Mommy. And Philip and he has some special guests today. Who are they?
Wait, give me exact.
Eight special guests. Good heavens. Better go quick with them then. Tell us who they are.
Philip and
Miko.
Miko?
And
Plushie.
And
Finny.
And
Baby.
Sweetie. And Squirty.
And
Boba.
Boba. And
Meow.
Captain Meow Meow. He's collected a lot of special soft, squishy plushies that are out here and snuggled up with him for story time. So grab your friends and let's do this. Are you ready, you guys? Here we go. Once I had a friend. She arrived out of nowhere one day. I asked where she'd come from, but she didn't know. She stayed with me, and every day we shared a picnic on the big rock, looking out over the forest. We can see these two creatures who are friends. One of them is a beetle. And then the other is a caterpillar. Then, at the end of each day, we would watch the moon come up together. And in the picture, we can see her curling up because she was a caterpillar. And there, hanging underneath that big rock, is a little ledge. And she has made herself into a chrysalis. But one morning I woke up and my friend was nowhere to be seen. I looked everywhere. Only in the picture we can see, she didn't look under that ledge, did she? No. And at last, there was my friend, lost deep in the forest. Through a telescope, our friend, this bug, who's looking for their other bug, the caterpillar bug, sees something that could be like a caterpillar off in the distance. Now, I know I look very strong with my tough shell and spiky horns, but the truth is sometimes I don't feel very strong at all. But if I wanted to find my friend, I'd just have to pretend. So I packed a very big picnic and set off. So away goes the other bug, which is a beetle. Meanwhile, the caterpillar is still hanging out under the rock as a chrysalis. I sang a song to myself to feel a little bit stronger. I'm a beetle, don't you know? I'm not afraid of a hungry crow. Yes, I'm a beetle, can't you see? Fearsome frogs don't frighten me. I'm a beetle, or haven't you heard? I'll keep singing till I run out of words. No one bothered me much, so I think it worked. That is very brave, because beetles could be eaten by both hungry crows and fearsome frogs. But then Just when my big brave song finally ran out of words, I was there. But I realized I'd made a very big mistake. Because now we can see the thing that she saw through the telescope was, in fact, not her friend. It was, in fact, mushrooms. Not a caterpillar at all. Meanwhile, the caterpillar has done something else. Remember how I said she had turned herself into a chrysalis and was hanging under that big rock? Well, now she has turned herself into a butterfly. Let's go back to our friend, the beetle. I had no idea where my friend was. And the butterfly is flying around. I was tired, and it was a very long way back to the big rock, so I decided to stay for a while just until I got my strength back. And then, out of nowhere, someone suddenly arrived. And it's her friend, the caterpillar. Does she know? Let's see. I felt as if I'd seen her before, but first I couldn't quite put my finger on where. And then I looked more closely and I just knew it was my friend. She had changed a little bit, but it was my friend all the same. We shared my picnic just like before. We did the same the day after, and the day after that, and today too, and just like before on the big rock. And then at the end of the day, we take off and watch the moon come up together, and my friend is with me again, out of nowhere. And we can see the beetle and her friend, the butterflies, flying side by side. What a beautiful ending to the story. I think so. What do you think? Mm-hmm. It's nice to have friends around us, isn't it? What an encouragement it is to have someone you care about to cuddle with you and talk with you and picnic with you and share their lives. Mm-hmm. And that, our good friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.